USA Radio News with Wendy King.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson can't make up his mind when it comes to Brexit. Parliament has demanded he sent a letter to the European Union asking for a delay in leaving the organization. But he's also sent a second letter insisting that Britain leave at the end of the month as he wants.
Do or die for the Prime Minister quickly turned into disappointment and delay.
Order!
The ayes to the right, 322. The noes to the left, 306.
Parliament approved an amendment that postponed a vote on the Prime Minister's deal. A setback for Johnson, but good news for Brits who want to remain in the EU.
We don't want a breakup of our union. We want to stay in Europe. We want to stay aligned. It's good for us. And we need to stay and we demand another vote. And that's why we're here.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Supreme Court is agreeing to hear a case over the Trump administration's goal to quickly deport undocumented immigrants. The justices will hear an appeal of a ruling by a federal appeals court that blocked the quick deportation of a man from Sri Lanka. The Ninth Circuit in San Francisco found the federal law largely stripped the power of the courts to review quick deportations. The Trump administration says the case threatens to clog the U.S. immigration court system, and a decision from the High Court is unlikely until early summer, which is in the middle of the presidential campaign. Chicago's mayor says the police superintendent told her that he had a couple of drinks with dinner the night he pulled over his vehicle because he felt lightheaded and needed to rest. Superintendent Eddie Johnson also says he recently changed medication and felt sick as he was driving home early on Thursday. He was found slumped over, asleep at a stop sign with the engine running. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol next week before his funeral. She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. A new report finds religion is on the decline in America. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The latest Pew Research Center religion study out this week finds that 65% of Americans describe themselves as Christian. That's down 12% since a decade ago. The number of people who said they're atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular grew from 17% in 2009 to 26% this year. The study also finding the number of people who attend religious services at least once a month dropped from 52% 10 years ago to 45% now. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.